This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Got to say, I've actually got a little chuckle on because I completely forgot about the intro to this fan show here on Love Sport, and it could not be more apt. Do not worry about a thing, or maybe worry a little bit. It is serious times, of course, here in the UK now with COVID-19, the outbreak of coronavirus. It's time to take a break, is it? I suppose it is. All football suspended until April the 3rd, meaning games with Leeds, Preston and Charlton have all been called off. That leaves the Bluebirds and everyone else, for that matter, in limbo, perched neatly in ninth after last week's win at Barnsley. A first win in five for Neil Harris's men, by the way. It's now simply a case of waiting to see what happens from here on in. An unprecedented scenario in modern British football, and certainly something new here on Love Sport, I have to say. But the show must go on this, the Cardiff City fan show on Love Sport, the station giving fans a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. It's me, Matt Beadle, on my own in the studio this evening. No fans in here. We are self-isolating. Precautions, measures must be taken. But I am joined on the line, as ever, by Ben James of A View from the Ninian podcast. Hello, Ben.
Good evening. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Great to have you with us. Andy Campbell, former Cardiff City player, is with us too as well. Hello, Andy.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, gents. Bit of a weird night. Not going to lie to you. Bit of a weird night here at Love Sport. Fan shows, of course, we generally reflect on the action that has just gone and look ahead to everything we can expect from the weekend. The buzz, of course, Cardiff City close to those playoff spots, like I said, perched neatly in ninth, not far off Preston in sixth spot. But there's no games to talk about. I can't believe it. What on earth are we going to discuss? I'll tell you what we are going to discuss. Coronavirus. Sadly, it is such an issue that we simply cannot ignore it. In fact, Neil Harris has already spoken today to the media about COVID-19, how it is going to impact his players and the measures moving forward.
Obviously disappointing for all our purposes, for staff, players, supporters as well. So disappointing, but understandable. In sort of current situation, obviously not speculating on what's going to happen in the future. What we know as a group is that we found out during training this morning when we were preparing for Leeds for Sunday that the fixture was going to be off. What I will say and just let sort of our fan base know that we have had a member of staff and one of our players in isolation at the moment, just as a precaution, not a positive test or anything like that, just a precaution. So we're fully aware, as I think most other teams are at the moment, that the danger is out there, and so we abide by the rules and the decision of the EFL.
That was Neil Harris there speaking to the club about the precautions in place at Cardiff. Honest as well, saying, listen, we've got a player in isolation at the moment. He hasn't been tested positive, but we're simply taking those precautions. Gents, we've got quite a bit to get through on this. I'm intrigued to hear what you're going to say, your perception of how this affects football life, being a football fan. And Andy, I'll come to you first, just on your interpretation as an ex-player here. I know, really, you've never experienced anything like this before in football. This is an unprecedented situation. In terms of being in the dressing room, being on the training pitch now, how would players react to all of this?
I honestly wouldn't like to think that I was involved in that situation myself, because you just want to go out there and play, you know what I mean? You've just come off the back of a really positive result. You're looking forward to the biggest game of the season, the biggest rivalry game of the season against Leeds United. And then you obviously get the news today, you know what I mean? You're all geared up, you've all worked so hard to to push in the same direction. You've got the business end of the season coming up, and then all of a sudden you get this news. And you know, I mean, first and foremost, the news is the news, which probably should have come out before the Liverpool game against Atletico Madrid. And you know what I mean. So, but all football itself, people talk about playing behind closed doors. If that came out, it would have been an absolute disaster. Because for me, football's nothing without football fans. And you know what I mean. Imagine the rivalry between Cardiff and Leeds being on Sky Sports. Live on Sky or whatever, live on TV, and no fans being there. It would have just been, it's so hard to get yourself going. I can probably use that as an example, but it's like a reserve game, you know what I mean? But going into a huge game this season to potentially play games behind closed doors was just, for me, was never an option. And it just must be so disheartening for the players, because now they've got to wait a big length of time for the next time that they're going to kick a ball. And it comes, obviously, potentially, you just don't know what the outcome is going to be. It's a Friday, they're going to make another decision on Bristol City. And I just hope that everything's cleared up so we can go back with the football again, because it's, I don't know, long-term plan. If we don't play then, the season can't go on forever. You know what I mean? A decision's got to be made one way or another. Well, probably in April time.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating, Andy, because these are the conversations we're having throughout Love Sport this evening on these fan shows. And I have to say, sometimes the opinion is different. We had the Chelsea fan show and they said, listen, you can't replace time. At some point, you've just got to give up and draw a line under it. Leeds United, yeah, in the position that they're in at the moment, of course, were like, well, no, the season simply has to finish. Cardiff City, yeah, potentially in with a shout of promotion from the Championship, yeah, again this season to go in via the, yeah, playoffs. And to hear what you were saying there as well about playing behind closed doors. And I'm not saying that the players don't care. Of course they don't. But sometimes there is this disconnect between players and fans, and we think, oh, you know, they're just in it because they're just playing for the club. The fans actually don't matter to them. But as a former player, yeah, yourself, playing in front of a crowd did make such a huge difference.
Oh, I couldn't have thought of anything worse. It's, for me, when I played, there was a big connection with the fans. You know what I mean? So we had a good relationship with them. We, you know what I mean? We spoke before games, after games, you know what I mean? In town and stuff. So it was, we had a really good, close-knit relationship, and I couldn't have really thought long-term to play in front of empty stadiums and trying to create your own atmosphere, you know what I mean, in the changing room, during the game. It must have been a real difficult situation for the teams in Europe, you know what I mean? I watched a bit of the Man United game, and they breezed through it, but I looked at the other side of the coin, that the Austrian teams really struggled with not having any fans there, so... You know, I mean, it's a difficult situation, and for me, football is nothing without football fans. And yes, it's a business, but the season, it's got to be finished. We have to finish it, because you can speak about the Premier League with Liverpool. For me, you know, we run about the show with Cardiff. Cardiff have got an opportunity to get the playoffs, and you know what I mean. If the season is just wiped out, it's opening a can of worms, because, like you say, Leeds United. You know what I mean. The teams are going to go down. The teams are going to come back up to the Championship. For example, It's just a big mess at the minute. No one knows what's going on.
Where do you stand on it, Ben, as a football fan, of course? I mean, it's quite an unprecedented situation, incredible situation, really, that we could fathom, contemplate the season not actually finishing. What would you like the action to be taken from here on in? Would you prefer this season, right, we go on hold, and then what, in mid-September, potentially we get going again, we scrap the Euros? It looks like that's almost certainly going to be scrapped anyhow, but we go and play the final nine games of the season, we take a two-week, a three-week, a four-week break, whatever it is, and then start again.
So I honestly really don't know. I think it's interesting what Andy was saying then about playing the games behind closed doors and football without fans. I agree, I just don't think, you know what, as a football fan, you gear up your whole weekend to go into games, and you build your weekend around going to watch different games of football and travelling here and there to watch games, and now everything just feels flat. I think, ultimately, if they suspend the season now for a couple of weeks, so they write off these three games, then pick up the season, you know, do a shortened version of the season. I know that in America, when it comes to kind of seasons that have been locked out before, especially in things like the NHL, they do a shortened version of the season. So could they really just do a shortened version of the season with this? I think that could be an option, but I honestly don't know what I'd like to see. I do, you know, as much as I don't like Leeds, and we've got a rival with Leeds, it'll be a tough thing for them to take that if the season just stops now and is expunged from the records and we start again later on in the year. I think that, as Andy said, you're opening a can of worms here. I think there's a lot of kind of anger ready to be unleashed. If they do whatever decision they make, they're going to face a bit of anger. And I think it's, I think it's right to suspend the season at the moment. I think this disease is obviously quite a scary thing, and no one really knows how it's spreading, and no one really knows that if you get 30,000 people in a stadium, what that effect that will have. So I think they've done the right decision now, but what comes next is just, I mean, it's so unknown, isn't it?
So do you think, Ben, that a serious backlash then could occur from fans? Because, I mean, this is another one that we've had a discussion on. If you do draw a line under the season, and listen, we all love football, and football has to be played until the end. That's the beauty of the sport. And yes, you know, Leeds might be top of the league at the moment. West Brom close behind in second spot. But the season isn't over. And Fulham, well within a chance of automatic promotion still. Yes, 6 points adrift, but within a chance. If it was to end now, Cardiff don't get into the playoffs. But then how do you determine? And listen, this is a wild speculation. That's something that we keep having to repeat. This is just fresh. This is today. This news has come out today. We don't quite know what is going to happen. But surely you can't just stop the season and go, right, they're top, so they go up. You know, they're top, so they're champions.
No, but I guess the other side of the coin is then what else do you do? We played 37 games of the season. That's, you know, the best part of two-thirds of the season, maybe even, you know, we've played the large majority of the season. So can you just expunge it from the records and go, well, those 37 games didn't actually happen? It's going to be problematic whatever they do. And I think if you look at the league table, you're right. You know, Fulham are going to have every right to be aggrieved if they just draw a line under it now and go, that's how the season ends. That's what the table's going to look like. Teams are going to be annoyed whichever way you do it. So I think ultimately they just have to come to what is the fairest way and then explain their rationale. I think the Football League and the Premier League are opaque at the best of times, but I think if they can come out and explain their rationale in a clear and coherent way, then I think people would have to accept it, really, because, we are in unprecedented and uncharted waters here. I don't know if this has ever happened before. I've not really done too much research into it, but I don't believe a Football League season has ever been, you know, apart from maybe during wartime, has ever been finished in this way. And I just think it's, whatever happens over the next couple of weeks is going to make for some very interesting decisions to come from the Football League and then some very interesting reactions to come from football clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was all the way back in 1939 from a conversation we had earlier. I think Blackpool were leading the way. I think it was three games in, and then that had to be finished, of course, at the time. But in more modern times, absolutely, this has never happened. And Andy, the suggestion that we could scrap the Euros, and this is something that, you know, countries of course look forward to, fans have booked flights for, massive for Wales, of course, a second successive Euros tournament to go to. Realistically, if you could take the Euros away and finish the season, would that be your preference?
If that's the only option, I think it's got to be the only viable option, because the season, Ben just said there, the season's got to be finished, you know, by hook or by crook, because the decision, whatever decision is going to be made, it's going to upset somebody, because those fans who enjoy watching England and go and watch Wales and go to the Euros, they're going to be upset that it's cancelled. But then you're going to get the Liverpool fans, the Leeds fans, the Cardiff fans. The teams will get relegated if they finish the season early. It's just going to be so unfair, because all this hard work which has been put in, you know what I mean? There's just so many options, but nothing's been spoke about. Some of the press releases by the AFL are very vague, and you know, man, I just hope that while the football's not on, they can come out with a few correspondence, which give us a little bit more closure of what their options are going to be, just so we've got an idea of what's going on going forward.
Yeah, we certainly don't know exactly what's going to happen. Like you said, the statements there, I don't know whether they're wishy-washy or what, but it's hard, isn't it? Because, like you said, it's not been knee-jerk, but they've come out. Of course, Boris Johnson came out yesterday, addressed the nation and said sport will continue. It might end up being a burden, but as things stand, it's going to continue. And then the next morning, all the governing bodies meet and say, actually, no, we're stopping until April the 3rd. So you don't quite know what to think at the moment. We are going to move on to some football matters next on the Cardiff City Fan Show. Big win against Barnsley last week. Perhaps we might just talk a bit about that.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
The Cardiff City Fan Show on Love Sport, the station giving fans a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance, where you can take the stress out of managing your van insurance with Churchill. Our comprehensive policies offer you peace of mind, 24-hour accident recovery, £500 cover for loss or damaged audio equipment, plus guaranteed repairs for 5 years. Visit the van page at churchill.com. Churchill is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, and Churchill Van is arranged and administered by Brightside Insurance Services Limited.
This is Love Sport.
I am joined by Ben James of A View from the Ninian. Andy Campbell with us too. Now, gents, let's talk a bit about football, shall we? Because it is the Cardiff City fan show, and there was a good result last weekend at Oakwell. Barnsley, only 22 points at home this season, so I think Hull are the only team to have fewer than that. But on a slight resurgence under Gerhard Struber, along with Luton, along with Wigan, of course, down at the bottom of the Championship, everybody seems to be making a play to get out of that relegation zone. But a big win, of course, Will Volks with the opener, massive goal for him, normally the provider, with the customary celebration as well, Ben, which was brilliantly copied by Callum Patterson, who made it 2-0. I think for the celebration alone, we have to talk about the game.
Yeah, I mean, Callum Patterson is Callum Patterson as is, and he does what Callum Patterson does. And I think it just sums him up as a person, really, that he's not taking anything too seriously and saw what Volks could do. And I think he probably bettered it, quite frankly. That forward role was exemplary. And I think, it was a bit of a 1-2 punch, wasn't it? Because I think Volk scored in around the 65th minute. Patterson followed up a minute later with his goal and really took the sting out of the game. And I think it was a consummate and professional performance. I think Barnsley, as much as they're scrapping at the bottom, they have improved. I think they beat Fulham recently 3-0. So it wasn't going to be the easiest of games. But I think we just kind of did what we needed to do. And I think I said it on the show last week that if we went in at half time 0-0, then we probably win the game. And I think it was a big kind of stepping stone for us to not concede so early, to keep that clean sheet for the whole game, but also come out and get those two quick goals in the second half and then just put the game to bed.
Andy, I want to touch on Patterson because it sometimes surprises me that we don't still have as many characters in the game. And perhaps we do, but perhaps they're too afraid to show the light-hearted side of themselves on a football pitch. One, because of the pressure. Two, because of the scrutiny, I suppose, as well. But I often think, why don't more players play with a smile? Why don't they do stupid celebrations like Callum Patterson has done there? In your time, I suppose, it was slightly different. The shackles were slightly off. The media intrusion wasn't as big as it is now. And still, it was big at the time. The Premier League was really coming to the fore in your day. But it was great to see from Patterson that, wasn't it?
Yeah, Callum's an awesome character. He's got so many people who can really relate to what he does because he doesn't take life too seriously. You know what I mean? He really enjoys his football. He's had a really, really bad injury during his time at Cardiff when he first signed. And, you know what I mean? I think he's really enjoys being back on that football pitch and shows with his performances because Mr. Versatile, plays any way you want him to play. Doesn't have any qualms. At the minute, he's leading the line really well and he's just a dream to play with. And his celebration at the weekend was absolutely excellent. But do you know what? He runs through a brick wall for the supporters. And if the way the Cardiff City player and the Cardiff City fans want them to play, Callum's your ideal player because, like I just said, he runs through a brick wall and he, for me, he'd be my first name on the team sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very, very good to see. Just love to see that sort of humour, I suppose. Ben, yeah. I want to quickly touch on contracts as well, to be fair, because we are seeing a few players out of contract at the end of the season. As I understand it, Lee Tomlin hasn't signed a new deal, right? Danny Ward is another one of those players as well. What's the feeling regarding this situation again on coronavirus? We always end up coming back to it, don't we? But with contracts running out at what, the end of June, if the season does actually go beyond that, we're in a bit of a sticky situation.
Yeah, I think it's going to present an interesting dynamic for all clubs, really, when they're looking at their, like you say, their contract, summer plans, everything else. So I think just to touch on Lee Tomlin signed a new contract a few months ago, so he's safe. We've got Lee Tomlin for another 2 years, I think it is, which is quite good. But Danny Ward is the main one, I think, that is running out. And I think Harris has mentioned it. He said that he's enjoys having him as a player and has had conversations around signing a new contract, but nothing's doing at the moment. So I would be interested to see how the clubs react to it. Because I think Danny Ward, Jazz Richards are both out of contract, and there's probably a few other players who are coming to the end of their contract as well. And I'd be interested to see how the club reacts to it. Because obviously when the season ends, usually around June time, everyone releases their retained list. But if there's no football to be played or there's no kind of prospect of football to be played, then what do you do? Do you just kind of hope that the players can cling on and not sign a new contract until the season picks up again? It's a really interesting point.
How would you approach that, Andy, as a player, of course, who's been under contract before, when you're in this situation? I mean, I imagine the first thing you do is probably discuss with the club, but it's very different now, isn't it? Players and players' agents, etc., etc. And we could find ourselves in a quite extraordinary situation whereby a player can potentially join another club if the season was to continue, but then the deadline has finished. So it's a very, very difficult situation.
Well, transfer window's going to have to change if the season's still on. You've got players who are going to be out of contract, so they're going to be uninsured, so potentially they can't play football because if they get injured. So that, and will a player want to get injured if he's got a chance to move to another club, if he's signed a pre-contract with another club? It's at the minute, there's so many mucky waters and there's so many grey areas, and football fans need a bit of clarity and clarification as well as we do, because the whole thing is just a big mess. Because on June the 30th is when players, or June the 31st is when the players' contracts end. So from July the 1st, I can go and sign for another football club. And at the minute, if the season's not going to finish then, or playoffs, for example, if the playoffs are to happen, it needs sorting. And if players' contracts are allowed to be extended for a month or two to allow this to happen, then so be it. But everyone's in limbo at the minute. Players and the clubs can't look and sign players. Players can't go and look and sign for other clubs because they don't know what's going to happen with this season. Never mind next.
Everybody does seem to be in limbo. Like you said, everything is kind of hypothetical at the moment, I suppose. Yeah. And Ben, something that's no longer in limbo now, actually, and some news that has come out today, which has hopefully kind of drawn the line under a certain scenario involving Cardiff City, and that is the sad death of Emiliano Sala. I just want to quickly touch on this because the news did come out today, didn't it, that the pilot, David Ibbotson, of the flight, who also died in the English Channel during that crash, was not actually licensed to fly the aircraft. Now, this is a report from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch. They've published their findings. They said that Sala, at the time of impact, would have been deeply unconscious from carbon monoxide. But the big thing is that Mr. Ibbotson, the pilot at the time, wasn't qualified to fly at night. He was inexperienced at using the plane's instruments rather than flying by sight, and that the plane's autopilot had also been diagnosed as having an intermittent fault and should have been labelled inoperative. As a Cardiff fan, I know that it's probably quite difficult for you to talk about this. You've probably spoken about it to death, and you know we're more than a year on now and it's still coming to light. But does this give you guys a bit of closure on the whole scenario?
I think it's an interesting one. I think, you know, whenever we talk about the Salah situation and what happened, is I always try and remember that at the root of it all, it was, you know, a tragedy involving a young man coming to kind of fulfill his dream of playing in the Premier League. And that should always be at the forefront when we're talking about this. And I think, ultimately, I think there's a Cardiff City have come in for a lot of stick because of the way they've approached this and the way that they kind of doggedly pursued this report and making sure that they knew exactly what had gone on. And I think this probably isn't a surprise. I think the people who are involved in the transfer, I won't say their names, are, you know, there's a lot of question marks there. And I think what this does is it vindicates Cardiff City's approach to the case and their legal team's work so far. And I think it actually presents a new light, you know, shines a new light on the situation. I think ultimately it's callous and cruel that the people who hired this plane and the people who hired the pilot to do it did it knowing that this guy didn't have a license. And I think it was just, they took someone else's life into their own hands. And it's a really horrible and callous thing to do by these people. And I think what hopefully this does is it will allow the correct people to be punished for what's happened.
Yep, completely agree with you on that one, Ben James. Just on the news that Emilia Sana's pilot, David Ibbotson, was not qualified to fly that tragic flight across the English Channel more than a year ago now. Andy, just to finish on the show today, of course, it's been a bit of a weird half an hour because we don't quite know what the situation is going to be on coronavirus. But as things stand, that game on Sunday against Leeds is cancelled. The trip to Preston is cancelled, as is the game against Charlton on the 21st of March. Where do you stand? What are your final thoughts here in terms of the whole situation over the course of the past 24 hours and how we might potentially be able to eventually move on?
Well, I think the past 24 hours have been a bit of a whirlwind. Like Ben said, I'm lost because all week you look forward to, especially the Championship at the minute, you know what I mean? There's loads of games going on. Everyone's beating everybody. Obviously, the big game on Sunday. And now that's not able to happen. It's just, what do you do? You know what I mean? There's not a lot of football happening apart from a couple of National League games and non-league football games. And moving forward, the show must go on. They've got to finish the season. They can't leave the season unfinished and just scrap it and start again next season, because it's so unfair on teams going up, teams going down, teams winning championships, the Euros. There's just so many things that unfinished business which needs closure.
It certainly does indeed. Ben, what have you got planned for the weekend, mate? Anything exciting?
Well, I've just looked it up, and there's I live in Walthamstow, and the Walthamstow are playing away at Stansted, so I might make the trip to Stansted to watch some Essex Senior League action. But I think any kind of football action to fulfil the hole that's going to be left by the cancellation of Cardiff Leeds. So I'll probably take in some very, very low league, non-league football.
And there it is. That is what being a football fan is all about. Go and support the local team or whoever is in and around you still playing in non-league this weekend. Just a quick reminder that from the 31st of March, Love Sport's national station will be the only way of listening to Love Sport on DAB radio across the UK. If you're listening to us on Love Sport London, you need to retune your radio. It's an easy process. Just press the auto-tune refresh or auto-scan button on your digital radio, or go into the menu and press auto-tune to make sure you do not miss your favourite shows here on Love Sport. This has been the Cardiff City Fan Show. We'll see you next week, 9 p.m. on Love Sport. See you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.